Saying I do can be an expensive proposition. Couples often pour thousands of dollars into extravagant dream weddings. But the fairy tale is over for many who have to downsize their nuptials in these hard times. Andrea Shea of member station WBUR in Boston has this report on budget brides and recession weddings.
Brides have gotten a bad rap in recent years.
I'm the bride. I should be number one.
Go, go, go.
Okay, you will not be in the wedding tomorrow at all.
I'm the bride. I can do what I want to do.
Bratty bridezillas stand to suffer during a depressed economy. But brides on a budget might survive. They lucked out recently at a Goodwill in Boston. Part of the store was transformed into a big, fat wedding dress boutique after an anonymous retailer donated more than 1,000 designer gowns.
I like the style. It's very simple, but yet it's very elegant. It's not too poofy.
And 26-year-old Evelyn Preville says it's cheap, $160, which is a must for Preville, who's always dreamed of a fairy tale wedding. But now, with this recession, she worries about losing her job. So Preville's budget is firm, $15,000.
I think I would have invited a lot more people. I would have probably spent maybe $35,000, and it definitely has affected the wedding that I wanted.
Brides are scaling back on catering, photography, flowers, forcing the businesses that depend on them to adjust to a new reality. Cakes to Remember in Brookline, Massachusetts is one of them. Standing over an industrial mixer, proprietor Ellen Bartlett says just staying open is her new bottom line. She and her staff create one-of-a-kind cakes. 85% are for weddings.
We do something called a caramel tiramisu, which is an espresso-infused gold cake layered with caramel mascarpone. And
the average price runs $6.50 a slice. But now, for the first time in 20 years, Bartlett is offering less expensive, pre-designed cakes. She's also more open to negotiating prices.
Because it is scary. I mean, we're definitely, in some ways, expendable. There's a lot of luxury associated with the hospitality industry, so there are a lot of people out of work right now.
At the Commandant's House, a venue on Boston Harbor, bride-to-be Katie Ahern anticipates her June wedding. She and her fiancé started planning before the economy tanked, but they're sticking with their agenda. 200 guests, a big tent, the works.
It's kind of unfortunate. Like, I feel like in the back of my head, planning the wedding, it's so happy and so exciting, but at the same time, you feel guilty.
Welcome to this moment in your lives and the place you have come to in each other's hearts.
That's Rosaria Salerno, Boston City Clerk. She marries couples at City Hall and says she's noticed an increase in weddings here recently, but she can't say for sure that's because of the recession.
I think that maybe this is giving us a chance to step back and say, what is important? These two people are pledging their lives to one another. You don't need a brass band to do that.
Perhaps the now infamous bridezilla is on her way to extinction, to be replaced by another creature, the do-it-yourself bride. For NPR News, I'm Andrea Shea.